for the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Haas had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter Up, it's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Always great to check in with our friend Sophia Minert from the ballpark. Sophia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. A little down, if I'm being honest. I was kind of hoping that the Brewers would be able to hang a little bit more with the Dodgers, and so far this series, it has not gone the way I was hoping. Give me reason for optimism.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, we can say the obvious, that the Dodgers are pretty good. You know, Clayton Kershaw on Monday, and Gavin Stone, who's been one of the Dodgers' best starters for them this season. They've dealt with probably just as many injuries as the Brewers have this year with their pitching staff. But, yeah, this is a really tough homestand. They won the series against the Reds. You've got four here against the Dodgers. So you've got two games left with them. And then the Guardians, who've had a really good season in the AL Central, coming in this weekend. And we've talked to Pat Murphy about that, of, you know, you want to see kind of how you measure up against these teams. And you know, the first two games have not gone well. You know, Pat Murphy saying last night, the word he used was, we're just sputtering right now. You know, they had such a great offensive stretch in the Atlanta series, continued that Friday night against the Reds. The offense has been pretty quiet now over the last three games. And they've obviously seen some good pitching. So that's a credit to the pitching that they're seeing. But yeah, I think when you're playing the Dodgers, you know, you can't get away with mistakes. And the lineup that they have at the top is probably the best in the league with you know, getting Mookie Betts back and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. They've shown why they're the best lineup in the National League.
At the end of the day, Sophie, if they do lose a series, to the players, is this just another series or is it a benchmark? Because back when I played football, to me it seems like you always wanted to lose in the regular season to a team you know you're going to face again. Is there any of that, or is it just, hey, this is just another series, we still have 40 whatever games to go?
Well, look, I think, like, you want to compete, right? You want to do well. Obviously, they want to win these series. You know, they dropped 2 out of 3 in LA when they played the Dodgers in July. So, you know, this is a team that has had the Brewers number, like, no doubt, for the last couple of seasons. So, you know that in the postseason, this is going to be a matchup that you're going to see again. So you've got to figure things out. I don't think you get too down about it if things, you know, don't go well, like they have the first two games. But you just know, it's like your margin for error to beat teams like this is razor thin. You can't make mistakes defensively, pitching wise, offensively. You've got to have really quality at bats. You know, you can't miss your opportunities. That was kind of what happened with them last night. They had, you know, one inning where they had two runners on and just not able to execute anything. So, you know, the bright spot is William Contreras has homered the last two games, but, you know, I think you obviously want to win these series. You don't get too down if it doesn't go that way. You're obviously on to the next one. Fortunately for the Brewers, they've lost the last three, so have the Cardinals. So the lead is still 7.5 in the division.
Sophia, Tobias Meyer's not starting today, but goes tomorrow. What has been the key to his success? I mean, he's only given up 4 earned runs over his last 5 appearances.
I know. He's quietly, I mean, I know it's, you know, Paul Skeens gets so much attention for the Pirates and started the All-Star game and all of that as a top pick. Tobias Meyer, what he has done this year is really unbelievable. I mean, he came up, made his debut in April, got set down, worked on some things. He just, like, recommitted to his fastball, got away from his cutter usage, which he had been using kind of in his first couple of starts. and just really like recommitted to that fastball. And I think the guys around him have helped him a lot. He and Chris Hook have worked on some things. Gabe, I know you're a golf guy. The orange whip. I'm blanking on the name right now.
Well, Ricky Fowler.
It's
just like a golf tool.
I'll let Gabe do the golf explanation.
Yeah. It's a golf tool. Yeah, the orange whip is the name of it, but it's just like it's a warm-up club, right? It's got a big orange ball at the end of it, and it's just, you know, it's very flexible, and it's just kind of a way to warm up.
Yeah, so Chris Hook brought that orange whip tool to Tobias maybe 2 months ago now, and he's been using that every day to just get himself, to get his body into a position where he wants his delivery and his mechanics to be. He even takes it out to the bullpen to get ready for games. So it's just, he's figured some things out physically. The pitch usage for him, he really trusts the catchers. And obviously you're seeing confidence build for him every time out. So it's kind of that perfect storm of everything is going well. And they need it, quite frankly. They've really, really needed the starts and the innings that he has given them.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. Sophia, what's the update on Christian Yelich? Are we getting any closer to knowing when he'll be back?
Yeah, he did not go on the road trip with the team. He stayed back, and he's been getting treatment. He has not been on the field at all doing any baseball activity, so no progress in that area. They're trying to figure things out of what the next best step is for Christian, but he obviously wants to get back. This is the really fun part of the year when you're getting into that final stretch of the season. But yeah, and no doubt the team is different without him. So they're trying to figure out the best next steps for him. But he has not progressed with like any baseball activities yet.
Sophia, if they continue to stay in command of the Central, will it get to a point where they can really start resting players, give them kind of a give them a deep breath before they hit the playoffs?
I don't, it's too soon for that question, truthfully. I mean, right now, and this is also kind of why the Dodgers series is important, like the way that the playoff format is, you know, when the Brewers got in last year, they were the three spots. And if you can get into those top two spots as the division winners, meaning they would have to catch the Phillies and the Dodgers, which I think right now they're 2.5 games back of them, you can get a bye for that first round instead of going into that 3-game wild card round like the Brewers did last year with the Diamondbacks. So they would currently be that third division winner, which means they would play that sixth seed. You know, if the postseason started today, they would be that third seed. They would play that sixth seed, meaning the last team into the postseason. So it'd be essentially the same as last year. So I think like their goal is obviously lock up this division. And the sooner you can do that, the better. That's why the next road trip, they've got a weekend series against St. Louis. That's going to be pretty big. And then if you can catch either the Phillies or the Dodgers and secure a bye, and then you advance into the DS, that changes things pretty significantly. So I think it's, you know, the priorities are like obviously health, lock up the division. And then if you can catch one of those and get a bye, that would be pretty great shape for this team.
Are they getting pretty excited about what this bullpen can be now that Brian Hudson's back, Devin Williams finally healthy? I mean, I know the starting pitching they're still, you know, working on and figuring out, but this bullpen starting to get healthy, that's got to have them pretty excited.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Trevor Megill is getting closer too. He threw a live BP Monday. He's going to go on a rehab assignment tomorrow with the Timber Rattlers. That'll be tomorrow night. So, yeah, getting Hudson back is great. You know, I feel like they've got good length with now Bryce Wilson and Joe Ross to get Trevor back. You've got Devin back in safe situations. It feels like you can kind of get a better order now. You feel like you have good options. When they get Hobie Milner back, they'll be back to their three lefties, having those three options. So, yeah, I think it's like you're trying to just sort of, you know, obviously keep plugging along, try to win as many series as you can and try to order everybody where they're as fresh as they can be at this point. It's a very loose term to use because we're in the middle of August, but this is just a tough time for all pitchers as fatigue sets in and workloads set in. But Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about what they could do when they're fully healthy to get things wrapped up.
Sophia, what's the biggest difference for Jackson Churio recently? He's obviously been on a tear. I was one of those people watching as that deep ball went back to the fence, and I was like, he's going to get it, he's going to get it, he's going to get it. It went right just outside of his glove. But what do you think has been the biggest difference for him recently as opposed to how he was doing earlier in the season?
Yeah, I feel like you could almost call it two seasons for Jackson. It's like there were the first 50 games of what we saw, you know, in March, April, and May, and then June hit, and it just felt like he was a different player. And we talked about this. There were tough moments for him, you know, times where teammates were talking to him in the tunnel, miscues defensively, you know, at bats where he just looked overmatched or just really struggling to get any kind of consistency. And, you know, this team has really kind of rallied around him, and he talks about that a lot, of just the support he's gotten, how much that has helped his confidence. He said, like, May was a really tough month for him. He has come in as a really confident kid with tons of expectations and pressure and the contract on him. He doesn't show that outwardly, but you know it weighs on him. You know, he knows kind of what is on his plate. And I think he, you know, that May stretch was a low point for him. They took him out of the starting lineup, but they never sent him down. And so I think that also gave him a message of like, we believe in you and we're going to give you time to figure this out. So, you know, mechanically, I don't think things have really changed for him at the plate. He's been really diligent about doing the early work every day with William Contreras and Willie Adames. They've been such great mentors for him. His locker is sandwiched right in the middle of those two, Freddie Peralta around him as well. And so it's just, you know, I think it's like that kind of belief, his confidence. He knows he's capable of this. He told us coming in, he felt like he could be a 20 homer, 20 stolen base type of player, even as a rookie. And if he stays healthy, it looks like he's on track to do that, which is just incredible. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but I think it's been really fun for everyone to just watch him figure this out. And now you're getting the flashes of like, wow, this is what the Brewers saw in him to give him this type of contract. And it's going to be fun to watch him. You know, he's a big reason, you know, despite Christian being out, why they're still in this spot of like what he's done to contribute to this team.
It has been an exciting season. We'll be out at the ballpark tonight for the Dodgers. Only about 40 games left in the regular season. Hopefully the Brewers will still be at the top when the season is all said and done. Sophia, thanks for hanging out with us.
I wanted to know
all
about
right,
the Mayo cologne.
What?
Sophia.
Oh, okay.
Sophia, yeah. In or out on Mayo cologne?
Mayo, like the food?
Correct. Yes.
Oh,
your skepticism
out.
Is... Totally understood.
I had to be sure I heard you correctly, like Mayo the food. I was like, did you say mayo? Like,
yeah.
You know,
oh, male cologne. Oh. Yeah, big fan of the male
mayonnaise. Yeah. Mayonnaise cologne.
Yep. No. No. Hard no.
Isn't that the most Wisconsin thing you could say, by the way? Yeah, no. Is it yeah, no? Very Midwestern.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so Midwestern. Yeah, that's just a no. I why would you even want that?
Will Levis created it with Hellman's. Apparently it's already sold out. So
can't even buy it now.
Yeah, can't even. It's $8
Wait,
a bottle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chewy, did you buy one?
It's sold out. I got to wait till they stock the shelves again.
For the restock?
Yeah.
Did you already sign up for the email notification?
Gabe's going
to
do it.
If Chewy knew how to sign up for an email notification, he would.
Or read an email. Just go lowest level. All right, Sophia, have a great one. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity and always brings playful and inventive flavors. Come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a culinary work of art. Learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.